910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
BBC News, I'm Sherry Preston. On this first day of summer, dangerous heat in the east, raging wildfires in the west, and tropical storms along the Gulf Coast. ABC's Melissa Adan is in Corpus Christi, Texas.
Tropical storm Alberto, the first named storm of the season, slamming into coastal Texas after wreaking havoc in Mexico and leaving three dead. As officials warn of an above-average hurricane season for the Atlantic.
Drug maker Eli Lilly raising new concerns this morning about fake and compounded versions of some of its most popular diabetes and weight loss drugs, Mounjaro and Zepbound. A warm welcome for Vladimir Putin in Vietnam. Following his trip to North Korea, Putin traveled to Hanoi to further strengthen ties with that country. The U.S. Supreme Court could hand down some key rulings today, one of them possibly on immunity for Donald Trump, another ruling on possible questions of whether the January 6th rioters can be charged with obstruction. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin has had 24 tornadoes already this year. The latest confirmation was from Monday in Colby. There were only 23 tornadoes all of last year, which is average. The record for tornadoes in a season in Wisconsin was 62 in 2005. It's day two of the disciplinary hearing for former UW lacrosse chancellor Joe Gao. UWL officials are now considering firing Gao from his tenured faculty post. Interim chancellor Betsy Morgan.
My level of trust in the ability for him to be able to be an effective faculty member is very low. And my level of trust for him to sort of protect the university's best interests is low.
Gao and his wife posted pornographic videos of themselves online. Gao says he's not being treated fairly. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The St. Louis County Board of Commissioners will hold an emergency meeting today to consider declaring a local disaster. According to county officials, the flash flooding caused by severe storms with heavy rainfall this week has caused a great deal of damage across the region, and the declaration of a local disaster could lead to state or federal assistance with cleanup and recovery. Following Tuesday's storm, 43 roads across St. Louis County were closed and washed out on top of tree damage caused by the storm. The 2024-2025 school year budget for Duluth Public Schools was approved on Wednesday night. According to a WDIO report, the school's budget is being reduced from previous years after a pair of failed referendums and the expiration of COVID relief funding. Some of the budget reductions will affect staffing, stipends, and some of the programs typically offered to students. The last failed referendum would have given the Duluth Public School District $5.2 million each year for the next 10 years. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
And then there were two. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers training camp doesn't begin for another 4 weeks, but the team has already released one of their kickers, Jack Polensny out of Georgia. That leaves former Vikings kicker Greg Joseph and Anders Carlson, who replaced Mason Crosby.
Yeah, and I mean, it is business like usual. I mean, when I got here, there was another kicker here. I know a lot of people forget that, but the mindset doesn't change. Whether it's just zero guys or 10 guys here, I think kicking's unique because you can focus on yourself. You don't have to pass it to anyone else. It's you and the field goal post, it's really about focusing on yourself, and that's the mindset right now.
Baseball, the Brewers take on the Padres tonight in San Diego. Last night, the crew beat the A's in Anaheim, 2-0. This time, Freddy Peralta looked sharp, striking out 8 over 6 scoreless innings.
Everything was a little clearer for me because that you just said, mindset, I work on that in the last 4 or 5 days, do whatever I need to do.
That's the Brewers ace, Freddy Peralta. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a chance of showers with a high of 71. A few showers and thunderstorms tonight, lows around 53. Showers and possibly a thunderstorm on Friday, highs around 67. For Friday night, showers and storms, a low around 57. Saturday, showers and 72. Currently, 53 degrees.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian, do you buy your tickets on Ticketmaster?
Whether I want to or not, I do.
Bella DeVan. We're going to talk a little bit about monopolies.
Live Nation and Ticketmaster together control 80% of the primary ticketing market. They have the market power to bully people into submission. And then you trap the consumers into basically having to pay like junk fees that are basically created to create profit for the company.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Days 12 and 13 of Biden's top 100 will be touching upon the residential tax credit, leasing for offshore wind energy, biofuels, and clean construction.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up? This is
a big party, man.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. It was a very rainy drive in, but I think it's going to give us a little bit of a break from the heat.
You know, man, as I was, as Todd Alba and I were driving back from Baraboo yesterday, and we're in Madison. Man, the heavens opened up.
Oh, yeah. It didn't rain here until late last night.
Man, there were sheets of rain, and the streets were flooded. It was unbelievable. There was so much rain in such a short period of time. We were driving through, you know, these little, the streets, you know, the sewers couldn't take it. And man, it was terrifying because you know, the rain, the water was up to your tires.
Oh yeah. Definitely got to be careful of hydroplaning there.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, before we get started with the show, I just want to thank Todd Alba, and I want to thank, Pastor Antoine Hallman Senior and his lovely bride, Ramona, for inviting, us, Civic Media, to the first annual Juneteenth Day in Baraboo. Want to say thank you to the mayor of Baraboo and all of those people who really did a great job on yesterday. It's my first time in Baraboo. It won't be my last. So thank all of you in Baraboo for the great invite and putting on a great initial Juneteenth Day celebration. Oh, so by the way, today, you know, if you're waiting for with bated breath, you know, Omar, the pharmacist in the pharmacy with Omar, he's on now. And so we're going to go right to In the Pharmacy with Omar. Hey, good morning to you. Dr. Omar, how you doing?
Good morning, Aaron. I'm doing great. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, man. It's been a while. It's good to see you. Yeah, missed the segment, but you know, and people have asked me, so you know, people are really interested in what you do and what we say on the show. So let's do this. Let's have right at it.
Great. Great.
Yeah. What is it? I've got some stuff that I want to talk about. But clearly, what's on the docket for you this morning?
I get a lot of questions from patients who take medications, GLP-1 agonists, the semaglutide, Ozempic, Mounjaro, Zepbound, Wegovy, the medications that were originally for type 2 diabetes, and then people are losing weight as a side effect, and then the new class of drugs is coming for people to take it. Mainly, many people take it just to lose weight. And then I see men and women, women mainly, they are taking these medications and they are not losing weight. And they ask the question, why am I not losing weight like my friends? And I wanted just to give some insights that middle-aged women can have more challenges with weight loss when there are also hormonal changes that affect that, because the declining levels of estrogen and progesterone during perimenopause and menopause are going to be anchored and very important to look at in order to manage weight loss. So that get to be a part of the equation, because you see someone saying, I am eating right, I am doing my exercises, I am taking my shot, and I'm not losing weight. So we have to look at health as a 3D kind of, we look at all the body systems and like my age and what I need to look at in order to be in perfect shape. So checking the hormones get to be very important. Also for men, if you are low on testosterone, losing weight is not going to be something easy for you. So checking the hormones either by blood, saliva, or urine. And many times the doctor that can do that is a functional medicine practitioner that will help guide you towards the plan that's suitable for you. So it can be more complex topic than just taking a shot.
I have to ask you, because there's conversations going on right now, Dr. Omar, for Medicare to include those drugs you're talking about. You know, in their lineup. And, yes. And so if what you are saying, I wonder if Medicare is aware of those things, because these are really, 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 really expensive medications. And if they're not fulfilling, you know, what they're cut out to be, wouldn't you think Medicare would, that's something Medicare would check out before they'd include them in their lineup?
Medicare is already including them in their lineup for diabetes management because they are very helpful. Like the way that they work, they help patients to lower their blood sugar and helps to for weight management. And that is kind of helps also with cardiovascular benefit because it decreases cardiovascular risk, helps with blood pressure, lipid profile. And it's also, if a patient is taking it every month, there is sustainability of benefits until now. And we have millions and millions of people who took these medications. So I think the benefits are huge. The challenges are that they are very expensive and it's not going to go down in price anytime soon, because now, like, there is some countries, they have their economy built on some of those medications from how much they are making. So I don't think that they're going to be able to lower the price of them. But Medicare is causing pharmacies a problem, Earl, and no one is talking about it, is that many of the Medicare companies are paying below cost to pharmacies, prohibiting them from acquiring the drug. So, like, let's say medication costs $900, they pay the pharmacy $100 or $150. So the pharmacies come and tell the patient, we don't have the drug, when they have it, just because they are losing money when they dispense it. So Medicare need to look at two things, the price of the drug and the reimbursement of the drug. And that gets to be a very complex and sensitive topic that caused a lot of pharmacies to shut down and close in the last couple of years because of the way that they are being, like, it's unfair to pharmacies, especially independent pharmacies.
Well, I have to say, when we're talking about this drug, now phone lines open at 844-967-2789. You are in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar. With these drugs, you know, even with Medicare that will pay for it the first 6 months, and after that, they don't pay for it anymore. And the cost, well, so the patient is used to taking the medication, Dr. Omar, and yeah, now all of a sudden the Medicare stops because there's a limit with what they're going to pay out. And now, and let's say the patient that's taking it for their A1C and taking it for the reasons that it was created for and prescribed for, and now all of a sudden, you know, the cost of it is where it is. What happens then? It's a situation that's
a big problem.
Go ahead.
These medications are meant for patients to keep taking them. It's not meant for 3 or 6 months and then you stop them. So Medicare have to look even at the FDA guidelines for using these medications. And that's why we see patients when their A1C started to get better, their weight management is in the sweet spot. Now they are gaining weight, the A1C is going up, because many of the patients are also not following with the dietary changes and the exercises and the hormonal checks that they have to do. But still, if the patient even take these medications by themselves, they help them to reach their goals. So I think if Medicare is going to pay for those medications, it has to be a long-term plan, not just 6 months. And then there has to be some changes to the cost, because one box of these, 1 month costs insurance $1,000. And to see the weight of the nation, just the problem of the weight, the problem of diabetes just by itself, how many boxes we need
right
to give all of those patients, man, that's a huge economy. It's like we cannot, it's hard. It's not going to be easy.
So when you start thinking about these things, Dr. Omar, and it's a great subject and it's a great conversation that clearly needs to be had, because again, it made for diabetes and works perfectly for diabetes. Yeah. And now they're opening it up and you can't get it in many markets because, you know, these companies that make it exploded in producing it, and yet there's no way they can produce enough of it to address the issues that people, excuse me, are talking about. And then the different doses of it, Dr. Omar. Yeah. Has anybody checked the interactions of the various doses of it with other medications that people are taking and long-term ramifications of that?
Yeah, this is a very good question. So we have to check if the patient is candidate first for taking the drug, checking the liver function, checking if they have a history of certain types of cancers. So that is done before the patient even starts on the medication. But the gradual dosing for the drug is because some patients have side effects of GI problems. They have nausea and vomiting when they take the drug. So that's why they start at a low dose. And then every month they titrate up. So that has to be checked. And I think that the practitioners and the pharmacies are doing an excellent job helping to guide patients to do that. The main challenge we are having is a patient is having a prescription, having a treatment plan, but the prior authorization or the paperwork needed to be done is not done. Or when the patient is having the prior authorization paperwork and the office of the doctor have finished this paperwork, there is no medication. It's not available. What are we going to do now after all of that work? So, you know,
you know, Dr. Omar, it's not available. 844-967-2789 is the number. You are in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. Your thoughts, 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a thought about whether fancy cookware is worth your hard-earned dollars. I love cooking, so I have done a lot of research to figure out what is worth my money. One thing I know, fancy nonstick is a no-go. Don't do it. Nonstick pans wear out after a year, maybe two. Once the surface of the pan gets all scrapey scratchy, you gotta throw it out and you gotta replace it. I replace mine roughly once a year. Here's another tip. Don't buy a set of pans. Buy the cookware you need one piece at a time as you need it. For most tasks in my house, cheap cast iron is the go-to. I like it from a yard sale, but if you got to buy new at the store, you can do that too. And this leaves room to say, yeah, if you love to cook, a high-end all-clad or Le Creuset pot, that is the occasional treat that I think can be worth it. Although I would still wait for them to go on sale. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt Nair on air.
The following content is not intended as medical advice. Always consult your own physician, pharmacist, or healthcare professional for your own healthcare concerns.
Bringing you a passion for health and wellness, Dr. Omar Uliwa is here to answer your pharmaceutical questions. Now, let's go in the pharmacy with Earl Ingram and Dr. Omar.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes.
All right, welcome back to In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Let's see if this has been asked before, but is there a foreseeable future where supply can meet the demand for this, and how far off might that be?
I think because the supply is not meeting the demand, there are these medications, the semaglutide and tirzepatide, and God knows what other agents are going to be put, are on the FDA shortage list. So there are pharmacies that compound these ingredients, and that cause other problem of making sure that these compounds are made correctly with the highest quality measures. The question of when will the supply meet the demand? Well, it can take months, it can take years, because the demand is huge, not just in the United States, but everywhere. And there is always going to be market for them. So it might take, I would say, like maybe 5 years until the supply will be enough. These are number one highly sought medications in the world now. And there is another problem and strategic problem, as I mentioned before. The drug can be available, but Medicaid is not paying enough. So the pharmacies are not acquiring the drug because of how expensive it is. So, Earl, this is a very big question. Like, if I get a medication at the pharmacy, my cost is $1,000 and insurance pays me only $900, if I dispense it to the patient according to his copayment plan with Medicare, I have to lose $100 every time I dispense it.
Wow.
So I'm not going to get it. I'll tell you, I don't have it, and I don't have it. I didn't buy it from my wholesaler just because it's going to cause me to shut my doors. So, yes, there can be a supply, but we're not buying it just because insurance is treating us unfairly. So I hope that supply will be more, but at the same time, I hope it's affordable for pharmacies to stock these medications.
Well, and that's
And
that's all the pharmacies. That's
independence.
Let's do this. Let's go to the phone lines and Bill from Oconomowoc. Good morning to you, Bill. You say what? Good morning, Bill. All right. So Dr. Omar, this is such an interesting question. And you have to ask the question, not just for this particular medication, but for all additional medications that are being developed and fast-tracked on into the marketplace. And so these things, you see them on television, entertainers are taking them, they've lost all this weight, and people are looking at that and they're hearing it everywhere that it's the missing link. And yeah. So it doesn't matter. We can take it all off of you in no time. And so people are buying into that. And then you turn around and you can't get it. So yeah. The FDA, what responsibility does the FDA have, Dr. Omar, when they release these medications out into the market, not realizing, you know, what the outcome can be?
The FDA's responsibility is to make sure that the safety information, this drug is safe and effective. And they did that. So the information that is coming from the TV shows and the celebrities, we were expecting that the side effects that will come are going to be more than the benefits, but we're seeing the opposite, Earl. These medications have huge benefits, cardiovascular benefits, fatty liver benefit. They decrease fatty liver. They help support that to help lower the blood pressure. So more people are taking these medications and we're realizing more benefits to them. Yes, we're talking about a comprehensive plan, comprehensive approach, but these medications are helping so many patients. So the challenge is like the FDA is trying to control the quality of what is being produced. The FDA has done a very important step, which is putting these medications on the drug shortage list so the sterile compounding pharmacies can compound those medications. So now they have to control these medications because some of the scary reports are saying that out of every 8 vials of semaglutide or tirzepatide, 6 of them are not having enough active ingredient or they are adulterated. So there is something wrong with them. So FDA is having a huge burden in order to kind of try to give us, do their job. I think this is a complex matter between the drug companies that are selling the drug very expensive, Medicare and commercial insurance plans that do not want to cover this medication, and reimbursements that come to the dispensing pharmacy that cannot dispense it. So all of these parties have to come together and figure out a plan to make it affordable and make it there. The challenge is like the supply is like you have like one box and you want to give it to 10 people.
So you said 6 out of 8, they're trying to make sure the FDA that the ingredient is what it's supposed to be. So what about the name brand? There are some on the market that aren't the name brand. When you talk about the 6 out of 8 that have the right medications or creations in them, are you talking about then the other two? What about the name brand stuff? Is the name brand stuff what all it says it's supposed to be?
Yeah, the name brand, the box is like, it's hard to change the box or alter the box because of how the box looks and how the pen looks. Now, I'm talking about those ads that you see online when you open Facebook, Google, that you can get this medication and then they mix it with other things to make them work better. So FDA is trying to visit every sterile compounding pharmacy at least once in order for them to make sure that these pharmacies are put in a check. But the scary part is that there is just so much publicity for these medications. Many people want to lose weight and they are struggling. And this is kind of, many practitioners want to write them. And that's why it's creating a problem. Like patients want to get the commercial available product. When they can't, they are trying to be on budget and get these medications compounded. So it's kind of...
All right, 844-967-2789 is the number. You are in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the practitioner of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mequon, Thiensville. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're listening to the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The State Law Library will be renamed for Lavinia Goodell, the first woman lawyer in Wisconsin. Goodell moved to Wisconsin in 1871 and drafted a bill to guarantee women the ability to practice law in Wisconsin, which became law in 1877. The law library was named for former conservative Justice David Prosser. Turning waste from factory farms into fuel may not be the green energy boon its supporters say it is. Chris Hunt is a researcher for the Socially Responsible Agriculture Project. He says biogas doesn't solve the problem.
If we put money toward biogas, we're essentially helping to subsidize and further entrench industrial livestock production.
Biogas supporters say anaerobic digesters can be responsibly regulated. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Duluth City officials are crediting previous investments in infrastructure for minimizing the damage caused by flash flooding during this week's storms. According to a Northern News Now report, infrastructure improvements began about 12 years ago after Duluth was torn apart by catastrophic flash flooding. Those floods ended up causing about $100 million in damage, but after improvements to things like green infrastructure, this week's flooding only caused some minor damage to a few trails and parks. Superior National Forest crews are out assessing the damage caused by this week's severe storms. According to a Northern News Now report, officials are specifically checking the Boundary Waters Canoe Area wilderness entry points, campgrounds, and trails for storm damage that could pose a danger to visitors. Residents who have upcoming reservations at the campgrounds that have been affected by the storms will be contacted directly if the grounds are unusable, and updates can be found on their Facebook page. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Steve Martin says he doesn't like being in comedy clubs anymore because they remind him of his old stand-up days when he was starting out. Martin says when he walks into comedy clubs now, he can still taste the cheap wine in his mouth. Martin sat down with Oscar-winning documentarian Morgan Neville in L.A. to discuss his documentary, Steve, a documentary in two parts. The first part of the documentary covers Martin's days working at Disneyland and doing stand-up comedy. The second part covers his film career. It's really insightful and a great watch. Netflix is about to become more than virtual. The streaming service is looking to open up two entertainment complexes. Variety says they are being called Netflix Houses, and they will be located in Pennsylvania in a town called King of Prussia, please change that name, and Dallas, Texas. Netflix Houses will try to enhance the overall Netflix experience for consumers with pop-up live experiences of shows like Stranger Things and Squid Game. In a related story, Netflix is raising their monthly fee to $4,000. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a chance of showers with a high of 71. A few showers and thunderstorms tonight, lows around 53. Showers and possibly a thunderstorm on Friday, highs around 67. For Friday night, showers and storms, a low around 57. Saturday, showers and 72. Currently, 53 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone and overload and whatever, testosterone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
When I smoke weed, I get lost in the music. I like to isolate each instrument. The rhythmic bass, the harmonies on the piano, the sticky melody.
Hey, careful, babe. There's someone crossing the street.
Sorry, I didn't see him there.
If you feel different, you drive different. Don't drive high. It's dangerous and illegal everywhere. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin joins us at 11 o'clock. All things sports with J.R. Redcliffe and weather and wine with Brittany Merlot. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Hey, this is a headliner from Arrested Development. Hey. And right
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the proprietor of Well Topia Pharmacy in Mequon, Thingsville, every Thursday on the Earl Ingram Show. 844-967-2789 is the number. Good morning to you, Mary. How you doing?
Gentlemen. Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you very much for this. I'd like to just mention regarding Dr. Omar's information on the hormones. Some years ago, my functional medicine doctor advised prescribing these hormones for me. And in my naive and uneducated knowledge, I objected to these. He advised me of their benefits and assured me regarding any fears that I had. And now in the latter part of my eighth decade, I'd have to say my health is quite good. Thanks for this info.
Hey, Mary, always great to have you on board, Doc.
I want to thank you, Mary. It's very important to understand that there are precautions for if prescribed hormones. First of all, the patient must not have had a hormone-related cancer in the last 20 years. If someone is having the hormones imbalanced, if a woman is having her hormones imbalanced and she balances the hormones using bioidentical hormones, which are medically natural, I would say, this is going to help be cardioprotective and decreases inflammation in the body. And there are studies that show that taking hormones in the right way with the right practitioners from the right pharmacy is going to help to improve health outcomes, is going to help with longevity, is going to help to be even cancer protective, Earl. And that's what the research is showing. It's not that it would cause cancer. No, actually, it's the opposite. But we are looking for balance. And balance is a very delicate term. That means we're not just wanting to give a man or a woman. We don't want to just give a man testosterone or give a woman progesterone. No, we are seeking balance in the body. Because when you're balanced, that's when you achieve your excellence.
You know, Dr. Omar, I have to say this, and the young man that we are raising, they changed his medication, and that change in the medication that he was taking. Sometimes we don't understand. As a matter of fact, 99.9% of the time, the patient has no understanding whatsoever about the medication that's being prescribed. And so it's why they call it the practice of medicine, right?
Yeah.
It's called the practice because they don't know how it's going to work on each individual. Correct me if I'm wrong, the physiology of all of us is different. And so these medications work differently on the physiology of whoever the patient is. Now, I'm not pretending to be a pharmacist or a doctor, but I go by what I see. And so this young man was given some medication as they were trying to find the right medication for him. And in taking this medication, his saline in his body dropped to a dangerous level.
Yeah.
We didn't know anything. How do we know anything about saline and the importance of it in the system of a human being? And we noticed that his eyes, the whites of his eyes had turned red.
Yeah.
And so when we rushed him, they had to rush him to the hospital. He wound up in ICU with his sodium levels dangerously low.
Yes.
It impacted his white blood cells, and all because of a different change in medications that he was taking. And it's been a harrowing time to get those levels back up to where they're supposed to be. So, yeah. Doctor, I guess what I want to say more than anything else is we can't just, you know, take the medicine without, you know.
An oversight.
Yeah, go ahead.
So the challenge is like you're depending on the medical team in order to do their job, and they're trying to change the medication to reach the outcomes, but sometimes the side effects are not looked at very very clearly. So it seems like he's had electrolytes levels fell dramatically that caused these problems, and then you freak out of this. It's very sad that many times changes in medications do not come with a clear explanation of what we need to do in order to make sure that the patient is getting the benefit. Another challenge has happened just lately. The hack on the systems in the, right. in the hospitals have made them not look at all of the patient profiles. I was trying to get medical records from my father, and they were like, okay, we're going to try to hunt down his x-ray, hunt down his blood work. So that increases the complexity of decision making, because you're talking about situation that we need fast decision. When he's in the hospital, we're going to change the medication. We're going to make sure that the sodium levels are ordered, so we see before and after. So it doesn't seem that this has happened as it should be, but unfortunately, it's one of the risks that come with medication changes. They would have this kind of problem, and because you guys are a wonderful family, you have, when you notice that something is happening, it's not normal, you rush back to the hospital. I hope he's in a better shape.
He is in a better shape, but it's what we went through. Medication and managing risk, Dr. Omar, is what you and I are talking about and what we talk about on this show. Managing risk of the medication that's prescribed to you. We should not ignore the risk associated with the medication. Well, you know, I mean, I'm just a lowly guy on the radio. I don't have any of the medical background that you and doctors have, but the risk, should we be managing the risk of the medications that we are taking?
You should be asking more questions. When you go to the doctor, you have changes, and you come to pick up the new medication. It's my responsibility. The board of pharmacy is going to question me if you have side effects that I didn't tell you about. So when I dispense a medication, I tell you, do you have any question about your medication? Now it's a new medication. It's time for us to ask the question. What are the risks of this medication? I just changed it. He was taking X. Now he takes Y. Is there a problem? So the pharmacist is going to give you more information about this change of medication. So our responsibility as people who take the medication or giving it to their beloved ones is to ask more questions to make sure that the care team around us and around our beloved ones are really doing their job.
You know, Dr. Omar, it is, you know, it takes what my wife and I went through with the young man a couple of weeks ago for it to hit home with me.
Yeah.
Because when I get a different medication, I just assume that the doctor knows what it is, it's going to work. And so I haven't been doing my due diligence to ask. And I'm sure majority of the people in this audience have been doing likewise. And it's why this segment is so critically important, Dr. Omar. Yes, go ahead.
I know your wife, and she picked up medications from me, and her questions meant that the way that she cares for the medications for the young man, it's been impeccable. She's been wonderful. She's asks very specific questions. She knows exactly what he's taking. The challenge that happened is that the medications just changed at once. And this change for any patient who's having seizures or seizure control, it can be dramatic. So I feel for you, because you guys have been trying to do your best, but it happened out of hand. So there are things that in our hands to control and other things that are not in our hands. So maybe we can just focus on certain times when we have to ask more questions. When there is a critical change in certain drug that has been controlling the health for a while, that's when we need to ask more questions, because he's going to be taking this medication for quite a while. So it's time for us to just kind of ground down the basic information that I must have, the basic signs that I should have for any kind of risks that can come with this medication that can cause the electrolyte changes in the body. So we can just kind of time it when I have to ask more questions. And then with the refills, maybe I don't need to ask as many questions.
But let's also talk about, Dr. Omar, the interaction with food and the medications, because we don't know that. So, yeah. You know, we don't, when we take the medications and whether or not, you know, you look on the bottle, it says medication should not be taken with food, yeah, or medication should be taken with food. Yeah. And I know in my life, I've ignored those things. You know, I was taking, for heaven's sakes, a thyroid medication that I've been taking for the last 20 years of my life when they removed my thyroid. And I had been taking my thyroid medication after I drank my big cup of coffee in the morning.
Yeah.
And for years. And in my conversations with you, you clearly told me I shouldn't be drinking the coffee before I take my thyroid medication. Well, I've been taking my thyroid medication for years and not realizing that I was either diluting my thyroid medication over the last, I don't know how many years, and it hadn't been working because I'd been drinking coffee, and you clearly pointed that out to me. And something as simple as having that conversation with you, now I don't drink my coffee until after an hour after I take my thyroid medication. But how do people don't know these things?
I want to tell you a couple of things, Earl. For changing the way that you take the thyroid medication, if you have been taking it with coffee and now you don't, that's going to affect the amount of medication that it reaches your thyroid. So the adjustment of the thyroid gland is going to change within 6 to 8 weeks. So I recommend, if you have been doing this for like you for years, you have been taking it with coffee and now you're going to take it without coffee on empty stomach, to do new levels for your thyroid after 6 to 8 weeks, to see, because the body adjusts to the way that you take the medication. That's number one. Number two, how do we make our life easier? I would say compliance packaging. Compliance packaging, like at Wiltopia, I do what is called strip packaging pouches that you have. At 7 a.m., I take this medication. At 10 a.m., I take these four capsules. At 10 p.m., I'm taking those three capsules. The pharmacy manages this project. Many pharmacies do the compliance packaging, but it would be very suitable for anyone who's taking four or five different pills through the day. And then the pharmacy would request the refills, make everything in one box that you get every month. Many pharmacies offer it for a free service, and that would help a lot to manage patient medications. We have solved so many patient problems just for taking care of that instead of opening five, six different bottles through the day. So that gets you to have one day, you pick up your medication from the pharmacy, you ask all the questions that you want, and that makes things easier.
And I can tell you, Dr. Omar, you're right, because they lowered my thyroid dose after my consultation with you. 844-967-2789 is the number. In the Pharmacist with Dr. Omar on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
as a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right, we can all get along.
I know, exactly.
Right, yeah. Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like the
it's only glass.
It's only
glass.
Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You are in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Dr. Omar, know your medicines, prescription and over-the-counter, the brand and generic names, what they look like, how to store them properly, when, how, and how long to use them, how... And under what conditions you should stop using them, what to do if you miss a dose, what they are supposed to do and when to expect results, side effects and interactions, whether you need any tests or monitoring, always ask written information to take with you. How important is that list of things, Dr. Omar?
It's very important, and it's challenging also because the paperwork that comes with medication can be overwhelming to patients. We try to put it on the QR code on the bottle now for patients to be easily accessible through their phones, so they can just have a pharmacist coming to them and on the phone or device and tell them about this medication. Try to make this to make it easier. But just because when someone is taking several medications and it's kind of the brand name, the generic, all of the information that come with that. I have questions from patients that say, I have ibuprofen that's 3 years old. Can I still take it? And when they have an active new prescription that they can take without without having to go through, okay, is it still good or not? But you should not take any medication that is expired. You should always use a new refill of the medication. You should ask more questions, and you should not transfer pills from one bottle to a bottle. That can cause a lot of medication errors. You should ask for documentation that comes with every new drug. Read your medicine, because this is very specific to you. And if you see some side effect that freaks you out, ask the pharmacist who's going to be the consultant, and he or she is going to answer you the reasonable, realistic answer. Okay? So it's just, can be so many pieces of information.
You know, Dr. Omar, I was watching something the other day, and a pharmaceutical commercial came on. And we found this medication that will address psychological issues. People who have what's the word I'm looking for? Psychological problems.
Schizophrenia or depression?
Schizophrenia. And so we've got this medication, and it's a great breakthrough. And it'll do this, and it'll do that, and all of those things. And this is on the front end of it. And you say, oh, my God, that's the medication I've been looking for. And then down the road, it says, may cause heart attack.
Yes.
May cause this. May cause that. And and so with all of these other things that trail it, you know, we're talking about weighing the balance and balancing, you know, Dr. Omar, you know, whether or not you should be taking these medications. It's life or death sometimes.
Yes. So the risk and the benefit, what is going to be, what, which one mitigates the other one? The practitioner has to be very honest and clear about the marketing information and the reality of things. Some patients are not responding to the schizophrenic medications in the market, and the prescriber is trying to find something different to try. Something different doesn't mean by that it has to be new. Innovation can go backwards and front. Like, you can find an old agent or find a new agent. So it has to be more time spent with the patient. It can't be just 5 minutes and I would analyze your life and give you the medication that's going to solve everything. 5 minutes doesn't work, Eric. It has to be more time. We need more practitioners. We need a better investment of the Medicare and Medicaid and money of the government for providing the services that patients need. Doctors are hunting ICD-10 codes in order to be able to just see this patient and that patient to get paid. So better pays and better distribution of benefits and fairly treatment of different contributors in healthcare. For that, fixing healthcare is a big issue, and it's now more than ever because of the economic issues. And it's time for us to put the pioneers who have solutions on the front line to solve the problem that's exploding in our faces now.
So, Dr. Omar, and at the root of all of it is political. That's where the answers are, right? That the answers aren't with the medical system. It is with the people who monitor and control the medical system. Is it safe to say that?
It's safe to say that, Aaron. Decisions. Well, I was in the Capitol Hill a month ago fighting for compounders to be able to compound, making medications from scratch because the FDA were putting rulings against our ability to use certain ingredients. And we're trying to explain to the senators what is compounding, what is personalized medicine. So it's all political because these are the decision makers we need to speak with so they would listen to us and respond and do more work and better work.
Hey, Dr. Omar, man, it is great to always talk to you. How can people get in touch with you?
Through the pharmacy, wiltopiarx.com. Or text or call us at 262-429-9429.
You have been in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist of proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mequon, Thiensville. We'll see you next week, Dr. Omar. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Tim Sowers from the Overture Center for the Arts in Madison. I'm also joined by Mary Rose Eckberg from Make Music Madison.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol, Honor the Earth Pow Wow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.